All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is take four of this podcast episode. So I just want to have a good time, and we'll spend the last 18 minutes. I need that extra 30 minutes. I want to get all the good stuff I can get in. Excuse me. I heard a broadcaster burp on the air the other day. I guess I'm just guilty of the same offense as Jerry Garcia says in the great song Althea. I think we played that last night. So let me get to my glasses so I can see. We're going to do a solid rock block.
Two, three, four. Well, this life that I'm living has taken me everywhere. There ain't no place I ain't ever been. It's kinda like the sound that you heard so many times. I just ain't no place like home. And
dang it, Josh.
Did you ever see a she-getter? Protect her young, or fish in the river swimming free. Did you ever see the beauty of the hills of Carolina, or the sweetness of the grass in Tennessee? Lord, I can't make any changes. All I can do is write them in a song. As I can see the tall slowly creeping, Lord, take me in mind before that comes. Ships and streams were flowing. Did you like to see a young'un with his dog? Did you ever stop and think about, well, the air you're breathing? Well, you better listen to my song. And Lord, I ain't making a change. All I can do is write them in a song. And I can see the tall green slowly creeping. Lord, take me in mind before all green, slowly creeping. Lord, take me. take me in mind before they come.
Nice. A little about, I guess this was on my playlist, I guess. All right. Could it be you? Could it be you? And I got to panic. Could I give you a sin? Darling, it's sin. Well, you can all just kiss off into the air. Like my back, I'll sit and stare. Behind my back, and I don't mind. It'll be bad, but do it all the time. Yeah, yeah. Do it all the time. Yeah, yeah. Do it all the time.
They do it all the time. They do it all the time.
Do it all the time. I'll never hope you know this will go down on your permanent record.
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record.
Oh yeah.
Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed?
One for the family. Two
for my family. And three for my heartache. And
four. I forgot what four was for.
Five for my lonely. Six for my sorrow. And seven. And then no tomorrow. And eight. I forget what eight was for. But nine for my lost God.
Well, you can all just kiss off into the air. And my back and I and stare. But I don't mind. It'll be bad. We do it all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they do it all the time. Yeah, yeah.
Dang it.
All the time,
time. My glasses fell off onto some bricks during that song. That's why I said dang.
Dang.
Okay. A little more of Alan Femmes, huh? I will walk and I will play. But today, after today, I will stand. It's the same song. I'm a dummy. Clean up, everybody.
Why can't I get just one kiss? Leave me something that won't let me make love to you.
I will say,
is it my sign when I take a bow?
mind. Not the only one. Said shoot that gun at me.
Grasp and reach for a leg of hope. Words to memorize, words hypnotize. Words make my mouth exercise. Words all fail, the magic cries. Nothing I can say when I'm in your thighs. Come on, my mother. I would love to love you, lover. City expresses is ready to pounce.
Gotta add it up, add it up. It is the same song, Dummy Josh. That's when you know you're having a good time. After today. Oh my gosh, I hope I'm not waking up the neighbors. Alright, I hope y'all can hear that song. It's nobody less than the Violent Femmes. So, anytime the Violent Femmes are in the house, I think you're having a good time. So, what are we going to do now, though? That's the question, right? What are we going to do now? That's always, let's see if, do I still have it? Yep, y'all are still, the audio is still recording. Good times, man. What was that movie? Oh my gosh. With that red-haired dude, his name's Scott. That is a tripped-out movie. But, so anyway, let's try to settle things down a little bit and get into a little groove. You want to groove with me tonight? So what it is showing on my computer we've got some Pilgrims, a little Widespread Panic action from 1998. I do believe Las Vegas. They also have a Athens, Georgia show around that same time. That's great. That's been out on CD for a long time. And then we get into some Red Hot Chili Peppers, early 2000s. Heck yeah, man. And then a little Blood Sugar Sex Magik. Going into, I don't even know what to play with that. Play for y'all. A couple years ago, I just made up this, playlist, Purple Rain is on there, and, Fish does a really good version of that. Here's a song called Dorita, featuring JoJo Herman. Group called Beanland.
Yazoo.
Don't want to wake up the neighbors. It's not my JoJo! Give your girl a call. Adoretha, you got her own little way. Walk.
She said that's a fun, that's all right. I got some things that can't be
involved. I got Aretha. Scott. Little way.
Thank you so much. Welcome here with us.
Still I try. What I'm thinking about. This postcard. What a song. Ass kicking time. Hell yeah. This time is nuts. Place. Wanna ever leave. That's right, Little Rock. This postcard. Well, the air here is wonderful. Kicking time. Best believe it. That's how we roll. This town is nuts. My kind of place. I don't want to leave. And I won't. Unless I'm forced to. Sing it, JB. Me too, actually. Joshua Blair. That's This thing must be on shuffle. And thank you to Bill and his wife, my neighbors, for being so patient with me and being so loud as their neighbor. They're very nice people, very nice people. So that was the great and only Widespread Panic postcard with Jimmy Herring as opposed to Mikey. All right, so we are 27 minutes, 16 seconds into the podcast. And I hope you all have had a good time so far. I think YouTube is just shuffling my playlist. So it's kind of crazy, a little bit nuts. I don't know. I'm just all about having a good time. This Memorial Day weekend, you know, and, gotta let loose. And, if I have a habit of talking to myself, well, I figured I'd just do a podcast that way. If somebody wants to listen, they can. If not, that's fine too. Let's see. 28 minutes into the podcast. So we got still rock and roll and good tunes to play. Please give me about 20 seconds to find something, maybe. I'm pushing that 20 seconds, aren't I? I would think so. Okay. I'm having to type into Google a song in there. I don't like their little keyboard, but let's see. Okay. All right, y'all. How about a little old school Rolling Stones? I mean, like, straight from the 60s. I'm a big fan of this song called Out of Time, but that's not what I'm going to play. I'm going to play one that's a lot better known. I haven't really... I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see this girl, I dressed in their clothes. I had to turn my head till my darkness goes. I see a rainbow cause and they're all painted black. No colors anymore, no color to turn back. Just happens every day. I look inside myself to see our parents' black. Poor Mick, no. Classic tune there. Let's do a little more. Something. Good music. I know that's all. That's Led Zeppelin. Silly goose. I hope y'all can hear the music really nicely. Sorry if you can't. If not, it's just dead air.
Did you ever really need anybody? I really need them bad. I really need somebody, I need it real bad. Did you ever have somebody, the best you ever had? Do you remember me, baby? I feel so good. I the first time you knew what.
A little Led Zeppelin always does the trick. So we've got 20 minutes left. As much as I like to party, I like to talk. I like theology, philosophy, history, English literature, Latin, Greek. But specifically, like we were talking about last night, my area of expertise is European history, and then I've really done a lot of work recently in focusing on Europe during the first millennium or the first 1,000 years after Christ's birth. In Europe and in Asia and the Holy Land, North Africa, the Mediterranean. We talked a little bit about that last night, but, so what I want to talk about today is the Pax Romani and how what that means spiritually. We discussed last night Octavian, who reigned for many, many years, and there was great stability in the empire at that particular time. And this is called the Pax Romani. The Pax Romani. Julius Caesar kind of initiated it. And just for the record, he was very friendly to the Jewish people. I may have mentioned that last night. But so this Pax Romani, and the Romans inherited Greek philosophy. And Greek philosophy tells us that things have an order. Order was seen as a good thing, despite the riots that would break out at the Hippodrome in the east, and the Colosseum in the west. this Pax Romani is stability. Dr. John Rao refers to it as a symphonia, a harmony. Everything has order. Everything has place. It has its place. And thus, ladies and gentlemen, everything has value. So, of course, I mean, the Romans of the first millennium had problems because they're people, you know. There was a gentleman who taught Latin at the Greg in Rome, named Reggie Foster. The Greg fired him, I believe, because he didn't think that people should have to pay to hear instruction about the beloved language of Latin. Father Reggie said, he died maybe like in December, and he said, I did some reading about him, and he said, every prostitute in Rome during the first century spoke Latin. Of course, there's the difference between a millennium and a century. I'm just quoting him there. Latin, I don't know the history of the language to really give a specific date when it just stopped being used. I'd like to maybe do some research on that. This stability of Rome, this thought process that everything has a place, an order, was incorporated by Saint Benedict of Nursia in we're going to spend the last 15 minutes listening to music again, but next time I will discuss how kind of the Benedictine rule really aids an individual in establishing a relationship with God, because in order to allow divinity into our lives, we have to say no to
our own wishes, our own desires. Otherwise, we're just filled with ourselves. So this discipline is critical, and I'm probably the worst at it. But I was blessed to experience it for many years and live it a little bit at the monastery, and then but just I kind of lived kind of a quiet life in El Dorado for about a year, kind of, and that was nice. I was the DRE down there for a while. This house that they gave me, it didn't have a shower head, so I'd have to get underneath the bath faucet and wash my hair. But anyway, so let's see. We have 13 minutes, so I really don't have anything more to say today, so let the words be yours. I'm done with mine. unless you want to shoot me a question, I'll set up an email where y'all can send your questions, because I have had a blessed life. I misplaced my glasses when there they are. Oh my gosh, I'm so blind. It's not even funny.
Yeah, well, the music there, it was haunted.
changes colors. Doesn't change. Oh, it's a great shadow to fall. To be on the edge of 17. I hear you, I hear you, I hear you, I hear you.
is the great band Fleetwood Mac. I was just a little baby when that video was shot, probably. I was just a little baby. But, good times, definitely. So, we have got 2.5 minutes, and, a lot of things can happen in 2.5 minutes. No. Okay. Next time I want to play y'all this song, Jewel. Oh my gosh. It's from Woodstock 99. It's amazing. But I'm going to start singing this and enjoying this. And the podcast is going to end. So y'all have yourselves a great little time out there with whatever you're doing.